Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Seed gasoline and other Texaco products welcome you to Texaco Town. And they invite you during the coming week to drive in and ask for a Marfac job.
M-A-R-F-A-K. With each Marfac lubricating job, your Texaco dealer includes many additional services. Ask about them.
And now we present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cannon.
Jimmy?
Say, Eddie, did you read all those letters of congratulation on last Sunday's program?
Yeah.
I guess everyone enjoyed hearing you and Rubinoff and Parky Carcass together again.
Yes, it was a grand reunion, James, and Rubinoff's sponsors were so pleased that they sent me five brand new Chevrolets for my girls. Five of them.
They really did. They really did, honestly. Wasn't that nice?
You got five Chevrolets.
Well, Eddie, I guess they figured that's what you need most.
Oh, and Jimmy, here's a package for you from Parky Carcass's sponsors.
Oh, let me open it.
Yeah.
Look, it's Lifebuoy soap.
Well, Jimmy, they figured that's what you need most.
Well, anyway, we had a lot of fun last week, and I've got to give you credit for one thing.
What?
Do you remember when you said that the producers and the actors would be sensible and get together?
Oh, yes, I remember. I did say that, didn't I?
That's right. Well, within an hour after you made that statement, they did get together.
Uh-huh.
Cantor, you're really a little prophet.
Jimmy, when you speak of Cantor, never say little prophet.
Eddie, did the movie strike affect you?
Yes. I was on my picture at 20th Century Fox when Daryl Zanuck rushed in and said, "Gentlemen, the dressers have just walked out and we can't find anyone to dress Simone.
And what happened, Eddie?
Immediately the place became a madhouse, Jimmy. Producers, directors, supervisors, everybody rushed in all directions to find Simone. It was disgraceful. I want to tell you something. If I didn't know a shortcut to her dressing room, they'd all beat me to it. I'm telling you.
Eddie,
yeah.
All of the studios are being picketed, aren't they?
Yes, but the strikers aren't using the right people to picket, Jimmy.
No?
They ought to use girls like Jean Harlow on the picket line.
Why?
All she'd have to do would be to walk up and down and say, "Don't go in, boys. There's more fun out here."
Jokes all the time. Eddie, you're always joking. Aren't you ever serious?
Yes, Jimmy. In fact, I've just written a very serious book.
Yeah?
It's called How to Influence Wives and Keep Them. Here's the book right here, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. It sounds like you got your idea from Dale Carnegie's bestseller, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, Jimmy, I give you my word. I thought of my book before I was halfway through his. I wouldn't lie to you. Look, here's a copy. Now, Jimmy, follow the rules in my book, and you'll never have family trouble.
Oh, what's the price, Eddie?
Well, I'll sell you a copy of How to Influence Wives for 50 cents. Mm-hmm. For 75 cents, I'll autograph it, and for a dollar, I'll come to your house and demonstrate.
I see. And Eddie, you claim your book will solve all family problems?
That's right, Jimmy. Are you having any trouble with your wife?
Well, yes.
I'm listening, Jimmy.
My wife has been fighting with me.
I'm listening, Jimmy.
She's made me promise.
I'm listening, Jimmy.
To ask you for a raise in my salary.
Jimmy, how you mumble. I can't understand a word you're saying. I'm swimming. I don't know.
Well, I knew your book wouldn't solve that problem.
Yeah, but it solves every other problem, James. Just look at this chapter. Happiness Hints.
Say, I wish you had some hints to wives on backseat driving. That's one thing I can't stand.
My book has the answer, Jimmy.
Really?
It says, wives will continue to drive from the backseat of a car just as long as husbands do the cooking from an armchair in the living room.
Well, Eddie, you ought to know I appreciate my wife.
I know you do, Jimmy, but a lot of men take a couple of drinks and say, my wife is the best little woman in the world. And then they prove it by staying out all night. You know, a fella shouldn't have to take a drink to appreciate his wife. We all know that every woman must have what it takes.
Yeah, takes is right. When you're engaged, she takes your heart. When you marry, she takes your name. And later on, she takes everything you've got.
Yes, but you forget that most men haven't got anything until they get themselves a wife. You forget that, huh, Jimmy? A lot of married people here tonight.
Say, Eddie, I see you've devoted a whole chapter of the book on how to kiss your wife.
Yes, sir. You know, many men, it's a very important chapter, many men know how to kiss their stenographer, but their homework's no good.
Hey, look at here. You're talking an awful lot about your book. Why not give me a demonstration?
All right. Is there anyone in this audience, ladies and gentlemen, with a family problem? Step up on the stage. Don't be afraid. Oh, there's a man.
Hey, here comes a man.
Yeah.
Wonder what he wants.
Come up, mister. Don't be afraid. Oh, we're going to have some fun here in a minute.
You, come here.
Come here. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I'm unhappy with my wife.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's very loving.
Well, how can you be unhappy if your wife is very loving?
Because I'm not the one she's loving. You know, my wife is crazy about movie stars. That's all she thinks about. Why, even our Iceman looks like Clark Gable.
Yeah, well, why don't you get her a Frigidaire?
Say, where are you going to find a Frigidaire with ears like Gable?
You know, I'd like to help you, Mr. What's your name?
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah?
You must have heard of me.
You're not the Phillips who makes the milk of magnesia.
No, I'm the Phillips who takes the milk of magnesia.
Well, why? Why did you come to me? You know, I'm a movie star myself.
Yeah, I know. But if my wife takes one look at you...
Yes?
She'll be cured.
Wait a minute. Oh, who's that calling?
That's my wife, yeah. Here she is now. Honey, look, here's a real movie star.
Yeah.
Well, gee, ain't that swell?
Yeah.
Think of me standing next to a real movie star.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's wonderful. What's your name?
What's my name? Look at my eye. I roll my eye. See? I'll give you a hint. Can. You get it? Can?
Can? Oh, sure. Can of Finnish, your Popeye the Sailor.
No, I'm Eddie Cantor, the father of five daughters. I'm not even half a sailor.
Five daughters? You're a whole sailor.
Tell me, why do you say such things to me? I'm here to help you.
Sure, he'll help you.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, then why don't you help me? Listen, help me find two movie stars. Their names are in front of a lot of theaters.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I've never seen them in a picture.
Wait a minute. Their names are in front of a lot of theaters? You never seen them? What are their names?
Big Double Bill and Matt Daly.
Yeah. Big Double Bill and Matt Daly.
Yeah.
And maybe you'd like to meet the Army officer, Major Preview, huh? Would you like that?
Yeah, where's he playing?
Get away.
You see how she is, Mayor? We're always with movie stars. On account of a Robert Taylor picture, we even postponed our wedding.
Ah, come on, that wasn't the reason.
No?
No, we couldn't decide whether to have a big wedding or a little one.
Well, that should have been easy to decide. Anyone knows that without big weddings, you can't have little ones. not bad, eh?
How you ever sell gasoline, I don't know.
Yeah, get away from me.
Mayor Kent, you got to make her love me, even if I ain't a Robert Taylor.
Look, my book can fix that. Look, it says, put yourself in the other man's place, right here in this chapter. Now, here, put your arm around her like Clark Gable does. Now, go ahead. That's it. Now, don't wrestle with her. Leave her. Now, hold her close like Tyrone Power does.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Now, look in her eyes like Robert Taylor does. There. Lady, isn't that great?
No, it's still my husband's foot.
Get away. Oh, you're driving me crazy with those movie stars. My mind is blank tonight.
Oh, a double feature, Eddie Cantor and Blank Night.
I'll give you that. Get away. Don't you dare raise your hand to me. Now, look, I'll show you, Mrs. Phillips. Mrs. Phillips, I'll show you that the kiss of a movie star can't compare with the kiss of a loving husband. Come here.
Here I am.
Now, here's a kiss for you. Here. You see? It's nothing. Now, Mr. Phillips, you kiss your wife. Go ahead. You kiss your wife.
I'll bet I'll enjoy myself. There.
Oh, I think I've done it. I'm cured.
You're cured? Then you don't want Robert Taylor anymore?
No.
You don't want Clark Gable anymore?
No.
Good. Then you want me?
No, I want cancer.
Oh, what crazy people. Look, here's something good for young and old alike. Not in my book, but in Jack Renard's book. A short while ago, we had all of Walt Disney's animated characters here in person. They're with us again tonight. So Jack Renard brings us his musical salute to the father of all those funny little folks, Walt Disney. Here they are.
I build my
house of stone. I build my house of bricks. I have no chance to sing and dance because work and play don't mix.
It don't take no time to pay, time to pay, time to pay. All he does is work all day. La, 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 la.
You can play, laugh, and fiddle. Don't think you can make me sore. I'll be safe and you'll be sorry when the wolf comes through your door.
Who's afraid of the big bamboo? The big bamboo, the big bamboo. Who's afraid of the big bamboo? La, 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 la.
Says the Lord provides, there's food on every tree. I see no reason to worry and work, no sir. Not me. Oh, the world owes me a living. Oh, the world owes me a living. I should soil my Sunday pants like those other foolish ants. So come on, let's play and sing and dance.
With you, what do you want to do?
Wonder.
You want to recite?
Yes, yeah,
all right, go ahead then.
All right.
Well, Eddie. Well, you've been talking about your book. We've had something from Jack Renard's book. Now then, what about me?
Well, tell me, what have you got, Jimmy?
Well, I've got something for everyone's bank book.
From their bank book? Well, go ahead, James. Do your stuff.
Most of the automobiles on the road today have been driven more than 15,000 miles. When a car has gone that far, it may have lost some of the pep and response that it had when it was new. And yet a great many drivers have found a way to get almost new car performance from an older car by carefully selecting a gasoline that yields its power instantly and completely. Fire Chief Gasoline does this because it is an emergency-grade gasoline made to give the quick response so necessary for use in fire engines and ambulances. And that is why tourists, the people who really roll up mileage, buy Fire Chief in preference to any other single brand. And that is why you always get the same top performance with Fire Chief. Buy your gasoline wherever you see the Texaco star. There you'll find an alert Texaco dealer whose aim is to supply you with the best petroleum product in the most friendly and efficient manner. Oh, Eddie, what are you...
What? Where are you?
Come out here. Yeah.
In my book, How to Influence Wives must be getting around.
Oh, really?
Here's a note from a young man who is waiting outside. He wants to interview the author.
Oh, well, let me bring him in, then. Come on in, mister. Come on in.
Mister, it's Bobby. Mister. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Daddy. Listen, will you do me a little favor?
Yes, son. What is it?
Well... can I have my next week's allowance this week?
But, Bobby, you took this week's allowance last week.
But if you'll give me next week's allowance this week, then I won't take week after next allowance next week.
I know, but the following week... what are you talking about? You got me all mixed up. What do you want the money for?
For a license.
A hunting license?
Oh, no. I'm all through hunting. I want to marry Deanna Durbin.
Oh, sure.
Will you ask her for me?
Will I ask you? Why? Why me?
Why, yes. You wrote the book. Now use your influence.
All right. Oh, Deanna.
Deanna, where are you? Come in, Deanna. Come in here. Come in. Hello, Deanna.
Hello, Mayor Candace.
Deanna, Bobby wants to know if you will marry him.
Tell him I'm too young.
She says she's too young.
Well, tell her I'm not ready for Social Security myself. Well, tell him I don't think he loves me enough anyway.
She says you don't love her enough.
Why, how can she say that?
Why, how can you say that?
I'll sing to her. Ask Mr. Kennard to play.
Kennard? Kennard, you mean Renard? Why, Kennard is a big steamship line.
Well, what is he, a small canoe? Right.
Eddie, you know Louis Alberni, that funny Italian from the movies?
Alberni?
Yes.
I just saw him in The King and the Chorus.
Well, he wants to see you about your book.
Well, show him in,
Jimmy. Okay, come on right in.
Come in.
Excuse me, please.
Yes?
Are you Eddie Cantor, the man who wrote the book about the wife?
The man who wrote the book of... Yes. I wrote a book called How to Win a Wife.
Oh, then I want to get a book on how to lose the wife.
Lose a wife? Well, wait a minute. That means alimony. You know what that is, don't you?
Sure. Alimony, that's like a game of Jack and Jill.
Alimony is like Jack and Jill?
That's right. If you don't pay the Jack, they throw you in jail.
Yep. All right. If you're having trouble with your wife, my book will take care of it. Now tell me, what is wrong?
Well, I tell you, my wife and I were very happy with our 17 kids.
17 kids, yes.
Then she bring her relatives.
Yes.
Five brothers, three sisters, yes. Four uncles, six cousins. Yes.
Boy, that is a bunch, isn't it?
We got to sleep at 13 in a bed.
13 in a bed?
Yes.
Are you superstitious? Look, tell me what happens. What happens when someone gets restless and has to turn over?
Ah, that's easy. Little Luigi, on the end of the bed, just raise up and whistle like this.
Yep. Yeah.
And they all flip over like a pancake.
Well, tell me what brought all these relatives to visit you? Is your wife such a good cook?
She cook the meatballs like nobody in the world.
Yeah.
First, she put in some garlic.
Garlic.
Then she cook.
Yes.
Then she put in more garlic.
More garlic.
And she cook again.
Yes.
Then she put in two times more garlic.
And you can't eat it?
Eat it. You can get near it.
Look. My book tells you how to make your wife do the things that you like.
She won't do nothing for me.
Nothing, huh?
No, I asked her to make me a nightshirt.
You asked her to make your nightshirt, yes?
Yeah, but she's too busy.
Too busy.
I asked her again.
Yeah.
So she's a crochet while she's cooking the spaghetti.
She crocheted while she cooks spaghetti? Well, what's wrong with that?
Plenty. When I put on my nightshirt,
yes,
it is a crochet from a spaghetti.
Well, that's awful.
That's nothing. In the middle of the night, my wife, she's getting hungry.
Yes?
Good night, sir.
Boy, are you having trouble?
Trouble? I don't mind my wife when she fill up my house with the relatives.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay.
When her brother Tony took my bed, that's okay, too.
Yes.
When she let Tony put his horse in my bedroom, that is too much.
Too much. A horse in the bathroom? That's no good. I don't blame you at all. I don't blame you. She let Tony keep his horse in your bathroom?
Yes, but I'm going to make my wife take that horse out.
That's right. Be firm.
Yes, no matter what my wife says.
Yes.
This summer, I am going to take her back.
Look, mister, I don't think my book can help you.
No?
No.
Well, then there is only one thing left.
What?
I take my 17 kids and leave my wife.
But you can't do that. The law will make you divide the children equally between you.
Okay, then I split them in half.
But that's impossible. 17 children is an odd number.
17 is odd?
Yeah.
Well, goodbye.
Yeah, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I am going to wait till I get even.
Yeah, get over.
Eddie, so far your book has been a failure.
Oh, give me a chance, Jimmy. Look, there are 1,200 people in this audience, and I'm going to prove that the knowledge contained in this book will solve any domestic troubles. Will the married people in the audience please raise your hands? Raise your hands if you're married. Raise your hands.
Look,
yeah.
Eddie, there's a man down there holding up two hands.
Mister, have you been married twice?
No, only once.
Well, why are you holding both hands up?
I'm paying alimony, and if you don't think that's a holdup...
What are you going to do, Eddie?
I'm going out in the audience and interview the people. Come on, Jimmy. Help me out. Let's go down to the audience, huh? Let's get all the people, right? All right, now, here we are. Now, has anyone here got a problem?
Yes, right here, Mr. Cantor. Yep. Say, look, I've got a son, a boy, about 21 years old.
Yes.
And he's pretty good looking, got a pretty good job, and his aunt left him a little money, yes. You know. But I can't seem to find him a wife. Can you help me?
You say your son is good-looking, got a good job, and his aunt left the money? Quick, have him call up Hempstead 1080.
Hempstead 1080?
Yes, and Ida can tell you which daughter she wants to marry off next.
Well, Eddie, there's a lady over here crying.
What's the matter, lady?
I've got husband trouble.
Husband trouble, that's too bad. Have you got a mean husband?
No.
Have you got a jealous husband?
No.
Then why are you crying?
Because I haven't got a husband.
No answer in the book for that, Eddie.
Oh, Jimmy,
yeah.
Here's a lovely couple. Madam, you seem very happy there with your husband looking up in your face.
He's looking up in my face, but he's not my husband. It's my bulldog.
Yep. I thought it was funny to see a man scratching his ear with his hind leg.
Hey, Eddie, I think it's
better take my advice and tear up that foot.
Oh, you think I'm not an authority on marriage?
Hey, well, I'll show you.
Jimmy, pick any man in this audience, and I'll tell you whether he's happily married or not.
All right, you're on. Now, what about this gentleman sitting right here?
Well, I don't need a book to tell you about that man. I can tell just by looking at him that he's a type that will never be a family man. I know it. By the way, mister, what's your name?
Well, I'm Mr. Dion.
Dion! I sang an old song hit called How You Gonna Keep Him Down on the Farm, which I introduced in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919. You seem to enjoy it. So tonight I'm singing another old favorite written by Russell Robinson, Benny Davis, and Con Conrad. All right, Jack. You may talk about your love affair. Here's one I'd like to tell to you. All night long they sit upon the stairs. He holds her close and starts to coo. My little Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me, 'cause I have bought the home and ring and everything for Margie. You've been my inspiration. Days are never blue. And after all is said and done, there is really only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you.
Margie,
I'm always thinking of you.
Margie,
I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me, 'cause I have bought the Margie. You've been my inspiration. Days I'm never blue. Why, you're the combination of every girl I've ever loved.
Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank Locke and Sully. That was Locke and Sully to play Mr. and Mrs. Phillips. And Louis Alberni for contributing to our fund tonight. And now, until we meet again, I love to spend each Sunday with you. Last friend to friend, I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to state, 'twill be my delight to sing again, ring again, the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with you.
For safety, for comfort, for greater trade-in allowance on your automobile. Ask your technical dealer about the many extra services included in each Marfac job. Listen in again next week, same time, same station, or any canter in technical doubt. And in the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, remember Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. James Wallington speaking.
Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
I'm PM BULOBA Boulevard.